Senior Power. This is Lynn McGregor.
And this is David Neely. In this next half hour,
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
Our next guest is going to be what I call the quintessential American story. His name is Donato Tramuto, and he's an American healthcare executive who I think now may be retired, but that had basically got into healthcare for the right purpose, a great sense of purpose he had to helping people. And he has done so through a company that he was CEO of, Tivity Health, and he actually had his own health challenges growing up, which I believe might have led him to some of his great sensitivity to the needs of others. So having said that, we now welcome to Senior Power Radio, Donato Tramuto. Welcome to the show, Donato.
David, thank you very much. Very, very kind words. And I think I should probably just replace retirement with pre-tirement. I'm still as active and busy as I have ever been. But it's great to be here today. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. Am I right that you are still affiliated? Are you still on the board with eVillages, Healthy Villages?
Yeah, so I'm the chairman founder of Healthy Villages and also the chairman founder of the Tramuto Foundation. So I stepped down as CEO of Tivity to devote my time to those two organizations. So you're correct, David.
Well, you know, I don't want to, if it's uncomfortable for you, go through too much of your past, but we do know a little about it through a story that we did years ago in Maine Seniors Magazine. And am I right, though, you had some hearing problems and some thought it might have actually been a greater disability for you? It certainly was a challenge in your youth growing up. Could you, or are you comfortable sort of sharing that story with us?
No, absolutely. As you know, I published a book, my first book, in 2016, titled Life's Bulldog, Success in Life and Business. And in that book, I highlight my struggles. I was 8 years old when I lost most of my hearing, and for 10 years endured an enormous amount of bullying and enormous amount of challenges by not being able to hear. And I think it's what brought me into healthcare and what has allowed me to use my platform today, my platform being that of compassion and understanding, if you will, the challenges of others and why I think I went into healthcare. But it was a very challenging experience. It's why, David, I think I'm focused on the new chronic condition of the 21st century, loneliness, because I endured for so many years a state of loneliness, and hearing loss is one of the key contributors to someone's ability to feel connected.
Oh, I can certainly understand that. It also affects, am I right, it affects your speech and what some people might consider to be your intelligence or mental acuity to the point where you are going to be bullied and made fun of.
Well, it's very interesting you say that, because once I had my hearing partially restored, it wasn't that I was lacking the intellectual capacity to learn. In the years that I was being bullied and, you know, friends and even family thought that I didn't have much potential. But when you have a hearing difficulty, it leads to a speech impediment. And I don't know, when I turned 17 and I had my sixth surgery, I don't know after that sixth surgery, when the hearing started to come back, whether I was more horrified at the fact that, I couldn't hear everything, or I was more horrified at the fact that I couldn't speak in a very fluent manner. But now, many years later, many decades later, you're hearing a very fluent individuals speak, and that's been because of my commitment to improve every day, and it's been because others have been very supportive of helping me along the way. And I think in my second book, which will be out in December, it's on compassionate leadership, and I really do think what we need now, David, is more compassion and more kindness and an understanding that every single person, their life matters. And whether you're old or young, we need to take the time. And I thank you for what you did here today. You took the time to hear my story. And I think that's what's missing today. We need to just take the time and listen to the other person's story.
Donato, I think you'll really appreciate a song that was written by Noel Paul Stuckey called One-to-One Revolution. And it speaks just to that point that, you know, smile at a stranger, say hello, be kind to them. See if just one by one you can make a difference. Don't try and take the whole world on. Just one by one is the revolution song. And Noel Paul Stuckey, of course, to your point, has spoke just of this. I know so many other people that are talking about kindness and leadership and having the compassion, because a lot of our differences and disagreements are really just because we're not listening carefully to one another.
No, we're not. And, you know, I'm working with a number of people right now on loneliness. And the concern we have right now, loneliness is not just with the older people, it's with the younger people. We're coming out of a pandemic where for the first time, every single person's life has been impacted one way or another. However, the increase in loneliness and the rate of suicide is among the young and the old. And when I say young, I mean between 5 and 10-year-olds. And as we get more to understanding the rationale behind that, it's really because people don't feel that their life is relevant. And I think the more we can flush out the relevancy of somebody's life, whether they're 75 years old or they're 10 years old, everyone has a state of wanting to be relevant. And I think that that's the next, you know, focus of my activities with this book, is to really increase the understanding that when you're still alive and still breathing, your life matters and your life is relevant. And I think if we can just focus every day to ask somebody, tell me your story, tell me about your life, imagine how wonderful, you know, the energy of this world could be.
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
And now rejoining us is Donato Tramuto, former CEO of Tivity Health, author, and chair of the board for the Tramuto Foundation.
You did have a time frame in your life, in fact, I believe it was around 9-1-1, where you had made a decision, I think because of a toothache or something, to cancel or delay a flight. And subsequently, I mean, I'll let you tell the story, actually, Donato. Let me back out now and let you tell the story.
Well, thank you for sharing, you know, your understanding of that event. Again, in my book, Life's Bulldozer Moments, I talk about not only the loss of my hearing, but also the transformative event in my life, as I'm sure it's true for many. And that was on 9/11. I was scheduled to be on the second flight that went from Boston to Los Angeles because of a toothache. On Monday, September 10th, I went to see my dentist near the Boston Logan Airport. And since I was there, I said to myself, maybe it's best I go out on the night of September 10th. But my two friends and their three-year-old, who were staying at our home in Algonquin with my partner and I, they were scheduled to go out with me on September 11th. They actually changed their flight to go out with me on September 11th. They were supposed to leave from Rhode Island. Well, I called them and said, let's go out on September 10th. And they said, Donato, we've already changed our flight once. We're not going to do it again. Thank you. Long and short, I went out on the evening of September 10th. I arrived in L.A. late at night. I was due to pick them up on September 11th, and now you know the rest of the story. It was a very painful moment for me. It was a moment that not only was I grief-stricken, but I also had an enormous amount of guilt. However, rather than have hatred and anger in my heart, I decided that I would do good, and my partner and I launched the Tremuto Foundation. In fact, we have the 20th gala of the founding of the foundation on September 11th. I'm fortunate that Katie Couric will be there. We'll have Matt McCoy, the actor, and members of the Kennedy family to discuss what September 11th, 2001 was all about. But at the same time, we will honor many organizations that we have helped over the last 20 years to deliver on their promise to make the world a more just and fair place. And so my point, David, is that out of challenging moments, you can either go down the path of being angry or have hatred in your heart, or you can go down the path that, you know, we chose, and that was to try to do good.
And good you have done, including with the Medicare Advantage plans you've offered up, and I believe you won the National Council on Aging Award for what you did by introducing silver sneakers.
Yeah, you know, I always kind of tally my life now, not by the awards that we have received, but by the reminder of what those awards tell us, and that is that there is still more to be accomplished. I thank you for that. However, I was fortunate to be the CEO of Tivity Health that had the signature Silver Sneakers program. My role as CEO was to get out and meet seniors, and I'm very, very happy to share with people that during my years as CEO, I met more than 10,000 seniors. And David, it was during those interactions that I learned that Silver Sneakers, the signature physical fitness program for seniors, wasn't necessarily about seniors bench pressing 150 pounds in the gym. What it was bringing them together with other seniors. And that's when the light bulb went off, that loneliness and social isolation is the new chronic.
And I want to thank you very much for being on today. Are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, the only thing I will share with everyone is that, listen, I've had a very wonderful life. I've been fortunate to be involved in many, many different things. But, you know, David, my mantra is, it makes no difference how much you do. What makes the difference is you did something. It makes no difference how much you give. What makes the difference is you gave. If everyone can really live by that mantra that we all have a responsibility to do our part, no matter how big or how small, it will make a difference. Thank you very much, my friend, for having me on your wonderful show here today.
We also have somebody who can help us potentially save some money on our health care with Medicare health plans and enhance the coverage we have. So I welcome to the show one of our experts from the Senior Planning Center, Julie Turner. Julie, welcome to the program.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
You know, one of the questions that, you know, we hear fairly often is that, you know, folks who are on what they call original Medicare or Part A, B, and they've got D, who maybe have even signed up for a supplement program, are wondering what kind of tools are in the toolbox that would allow us to potentially lower their cost and increase their overall health care.
Well, it's a great question, and we have a lot in our toolbox that can help people with that. One of the things that we start out with is speaking to seniors and talking to them about what they're most comfortable with. We educate them from original Medicare to adding a supplement to Medicare to going right into a Medicare Advantage plan, and try to do as much education as possible to help guide them to the right decision for them.
And for the most part, as I'm hearing you talk about it, then it's still taking a look at supplements, taking a look at Medicare, original Medicare, and how it might apply to whatever their health-related concerns are. But when you say all the way through to Medicare Advantage, and we both do know that in many cases it is with Medicare Advantage that they can expand the health care that they currently have, including a variety of other coverages, and save some money too. And so how does that usually work with the average client that you'll talk to?
Usually what I do is I spend time with them trying to help them understand the differences between the two. When you have a Medicare supplement, it's a pay up front. So you're paying a premium to cover the 20% gap that's caused by having just original Medicare. So I help them understand that path. And then we also look at the Medicare Advantage path, which is a pay-as-you-go, where you may not pay a monthly premium other than your Part B premium, but you do have co-payments and co-insurance to consider.
Yeah, and your Part B you pay anyway, right? I mean, whether they're on a supplement or not.
Right. Regardless of anything, unless you get extra help from the state, you're paying your Part B premium. And for 2022, that rate is $170.10.
Per month.
A month.
And that is a big nugget, and that's why so many people who perhaps do have a supplement, you know, unless they're in love with that supplement or it's you know, something that, mm-hmm. I mean, professionals like you deem in consulting with them is absolutely necessary, that they could be looking at lowering that premium of what, roughly a couple hundred bucks a month on a supplement to potentially even a zero cost on a premium with a Medicare Advantage program.
Correct. So under a supplement, you pay a monthly premium to a private insurance carrier, and it is roughly $200 a month, depending on the policy. It could be a little less, it could be a little more. Then if they move over to Medicare Advantage, they're eliminating that premium cost, that $200 a month, while still paying for their Part B, but they also pick up co-payments and co-insurance, which are more than reasonable. What I find is when I'm meeting with somebody who's just newly eligible for Medicare and is coming off an employer plan, that person is very familiar with co-pays and co-insurance, and it's a very easy fit for them to look at a Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah, and how about the folks who have been on a supplement for a long time? I guess if the cost of it doesn't bother them much, a couple hundred a month, and it seems to eliminate some of these other costs, then and they may be very well suited for that. But there are also people that have said from time to time, well, I don't really need to worry about an audiologist or about dental or that type of thing, and yet they get to a point, they might have been on original Medicare, where to have dental and vision and hearing becomes pretty important. It's even starting to in my world. So you must have a lot of folks that you're able to get to look at these Medicare Advantage programs because of the comprehensive nature of benefits.
Correct. A lot of people who are on supplements are looking towards Medicare Advantage because as they're getting older, every single year the premium's increasing on their supplement. And as a result of that, they're getting to a point where they can't afford it any longer. So they're looking for, what are my other options? How do I get help with hearing aids? How do I get some dental coverage? And we kind of help navigate them through that path of, this is what happens when you move from a supplement over to a Medicare Advantage plan. And for some people, it's something that they can grasp very easily. Others just really like their supplement. They like not having to see a bill, and that's okay too. I always tell people it's where you're most comfortable.
What Maine winters and spring can do to an automobile. And I know that you not only know a lot about this issue, but you've almost defined a spectator sport out of it.
Well, of course, the undercarriage is going to take a beat. In the spring of the year, as everyone knows that lived in Maine more than 2 weeks, in January and February, March, and when you get into March, Mr. Man, you are into a season of sport. We've made it a sport in West Gardner, and we'll probably have the World Championships located there once we get through this COVID thing and we can have crowds. Because right now, They don't want us to have more than, 50 people hanging about together. And if we set up a sign that the competition's about to begin, then we would draw a big crowd. I mean, 300, 400, 500 people, easy, right outside of Fuller's Market in West Gradnor, Maine. And here's the deal. As you know, you're going to start seeing these signs pop up all over the place that say posted road, no heavy trucks. Well, the reason for that is that the frost is making its way to the surface. It's melting, it's forcing stuff up, and the roads are going to start bubbling. I mean, it's amazing to watch asphalt bubble, but it does. And it causes these little humps and sometimes big humps. And on Route 126 in Gardner, Maine, and on the hollow Litchfield Road in particular, there are these huge, massive frost heaves that appear. And people have saved their vehicles by wrapping them with duct tape. But the thing I like about this, it's taking your vehicle and making a sport out of everything you could possibly imagine a non-athlete doing as an athlete. And it's everything's upside down, David. We're not NASCAR people. I mean, we are NASCAR. We love NASCAR. But we couldn't survive for a mile and a half inside one of them vehicles. But you put us behind the wheel of a Chevy. 1947, 1957, or even an 87 Chevy, and put us on the hollow Litchfield Road, and we're going to launch ourselves into the air. Well, my cousin Willie's wife went to get, always every morning she goes to get him a donut and a hot cup of coffee at Fuller's Market. Well, she got on it the other day, mister, and she wasn't paying attention. She was thinking, Willie wants his donut and coffee. And she kind of, there was a few bumpy rides on the way to the store, but once she got the hot coffee and the donut, muckled onto that, she got back in her, she had a truck, nice pickup, and she got in that truck and she started racing back because she don't want Willie's coffee cold or the donut cold either. So she is racing, and she come on one of the biggest frosties in the history of mankind and launched her truck. Now, I've never seen a truck fully in the air before, and I weren't there, but the people that were there, because they were there for the early competition that we have it every spring where we decide how far you can jump a car, and there's a difficulty factor involved, and it's basically if you're holding hot coffee and a donut steering with your knees, that right there takes it up way up in the difficulty factor. You get big scores. I mean, even the Russian judge give you a 10.5 for that, and it's on a 10-point scale. So Willie's wife was winding it right to her and hit that hump, and she traveled, they estimate, because they can't really tell, there were several places where the road was damaged when she came down. They estimate she traveled about 150 feet in the air and hit so hard that all four leaf springs just gave up. One tire blew out immediately. And she bent three of the rims, but the tires stayed inflated, man. They're trying to figure that out. They've got the University of Maine looking at that, see how that happened. And she had to, then she had to limp her way home, and she did. The beauty of it is, though, when she got home, Willie was happy because his coffee was still scalding hot, and that donut was still warm from the bakery. So everyone was happy, and then she went out and went to work on that car. And put a few more rolls of duct tape to the side of her. So and duct tape will play a role in athletic events similar to that, whether it's on a human body or on a car or a truck, duct tape will get it done.
So yep. So that, yeah, the rumor, coming. Gary, the rumor I had about you and your missus, I think, was that you had at one, or maybe it was your mother, I guess, that had the idea to put lawn chairs out by where that frost heave speed bump sign was, and that maybe it's possible that when DOT puts those signs out, that they don't put them exactly where the bump is. And I'm not suggesting that, you had or your mother had anything to do with that. I'm just saying that you set up the lawn chairs, invited some friends over, and I don't know about what maybe there was a few opportunities for some real outdoor entertainment.
Well, unexpected. And you're right. I got to tell you, one DOT, we moved the signs. See, DOT put them up just where they belong. And the boys said, well, there's no sport in that. You know, we don't want people to know exactly where them bumps are, especially the big ones. So when people come along at 45, 50 miles an hour, we wanted to be a bit surprised. It's a lot more fun for everybody. So we did. We set up lawn chairs, and we started building bleachers because there just weren't enough room for the lawn chairs. People wanted to spread out, and then you couldn't be at the actual site. You want to be where you either want to be where they launch or where they land. One or the other. The launch is pretty impressive when they take off, but when they come down, Mr. Man, that can be pretty darn impressive itself. So we moved those signs about 50 feet back from where they should have been, and that's not right. I know it's not right, but, you know, you got to do something for entertainment in the spring because there's nothing else going on. I mean, ski season's winding down. The motorcycle season hadn't started. So, you know, you're really in a position where you've got to look for opportunities. And so we make the best we can out of the limited opportunities we have.
Were you ever able to justify that cost of your bleachers, though? I mean, how'd that work out?
Well, no, we charge the fee, of course. We don't give that away. That's real entertainment. That's Maine at its very best. And so, no, we'd run, and we have an out-of-state fee because those people they bring in more money. They got more money with them to begin with. And so we figure we can double the fee for them, and they don't seem to mind. They just like hanging out with the locals and seeing what we do to get by in these months. And I got to give the people credit that come up here from New Jersey or some faraway state like New Hampshire, you know, at this time of year. Usually people hang out. They don't come here till July or August and maybe come back in September, October to see the leaves. But the real gutsy ones, they show up in mud season. And Mr. Man, they get a treat that people from away that never do that only show up in the good months, they get something special.
Gary, this sounds like an opportunity for me to come set up a hot dog stand and sell some of those good Maine red snappers.
Oh, you know, if you did that and you threw in a couple of whoopie pies on the side and iced down a little moxie,
oh,
you've got yourself a banquet right there.
Well, yeah, I could certainly do that. That sounds delicious.
Absolutely. No, I'm all set. We'll even get you a steamer. We've got one right there at Fuller's Market. They probably wouldn't mind a bit if somebody set up alongside the road there and brought a little more, a little more class to the place. So we're trying to class it up a little bit instead of just, you know, stave up equipment.
Well,
so
I figured it's a moneymaker.
It's a moneymaker. And as you know, here in the state of Maine, you always got to look for that opportunity. And most Maine people have two or three jobs. You can't get one job, ain't going to get it done unless you're that lucky one that got elected governor or whatever. But if you're not the lucky one that got elected, well, you better be scrambling. And that, see, now that you're a good Mainer. Already thought of a way to make a little more money off a good situation like Frosty's.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Senior Power.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
Gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. Help when it matters most. Senior Planning Center.com.